No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Saw from DK Pittsburgh Sports this weekend, Chris Halicki covers the team for that outlet. He reports Keanu Benton is dealing with an upper body injury, a team source confirmed with DK Pittsburgh Sports. However, there is some optimism he'll be ready for the season opener. He did not participate in practice on Sunday. And it sounds like he'll be okay. If he's not, we got a problem.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at what? Isaiah Loudermilk, Y.A. Black, and Cam Hayward as your three starting defensive linemen? That's not ideal.
It's not. No, it's not.
A guy who really, let's just call it like it is, hasn't panned out in Isaiah Loudermilk. He's not starting caliber. A rookie who wasn't a first or second round pick. Now, Y.A. Black, I mean, he's looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But you gave up 299 rushing yards to the hated Baltimore Ravens in a playoff game. You spend two draft picks on guys that are supposed to help fix that defensive line, and you're down two starters week one potentially with Breece Hall staring you in the face, and I bet you Aaron Glenn wants to run the football
right,
and play some defense.
A little bit different than last year.
Yes. Last year it was, hey, Rodgers, you're calling the shots, and their offensive coordinator was bad, and then he got fired, and their head coach was bad, and then he got fired, and they just didn't have a plan, frankly. I think the plan is going to be run the damn football. Breece Hall was one of the top picks in all the fantasy drafts last year. I think he should be probably that this year. So I don't want to sit here and paint a doomsday scenario, but if Keanu Benton can't go and Derek Harmon won't go, that's tough sledding week one.
You're going to have to find somebody. I mean, ASAP. Regardless, I think you even need D-line depth, and we brought up Christian Wilkins last week. I think that's a guy, like, I mean, you do your evaluation on him, you bring him in, and you ask him mad questions about what happened, but you need a quality player to step in while you're dealing with some injuries on the defensive line so you can get through at least these first how many games of the season until you're fully healthy and those guys can come back. You got to get somebody that's like, you can't get another Loudermilk. You got to get like a name that is
right
out there. And I don't know how many other guys are out there right now that have played a lot in quality football, but Christian Wilkins, weird situation, but he's a guy that...
You get him in, you look at his knee, you ask him some hard questions, and if he's healthy, I think you kick the tires. I mean, he's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
He is a great player. Dulac reported this weekend that the Steelers have no intention of putting Harmon on the IR and think it's possible he'll only miss one game, which would be massive.
Because
you could go 4 to 6 weeks with a sprain, depending on the severity, but it could also be a 2-3 week thing. And because there's time before the start of the season, he misses one game, that's a huge win.
Yes.
But even if Benton is fine and he plays week one and Harmon is fine and he plays week two. They're better in their two deep than they were. I think Harmon could be a bigger impact player than Larry Ogunjobi was. I don't think that's going out on a limb. Larry Ogunjobi was just a guy. But the depth, I think, is still perilously thin.
Yes.
And that's a position where, ideally, you want to be able to rotate at least six guys in there. The Eagles will rotate eight guys through there. Yeah. Watch Georgia. Watch Texas. Watch Alabama this fall. Why do they win? Why is the SEC always up here, the Big Ten always right there? Because they rotate defensive linemen. And they have great defensive linemen. The Steelers want to be like the Eagles. It's not just, oh, let's get better with our starters, and I think they have if they're healthy. It's, we need five, yes, six, seven guys that quality. We feel comfortable in. Right. Yes, quality. I don't think they have that. Loudermilk, they ain't ever developed that guy. DeMarvin Leal, now they're trying him at outside linebacker. I don't even know if he makes the roster. And we'll talk to Caboli about that later on, but I have serious concerns about the Steelers' defensive line depth, and that's a position where you're counting on a 37-year-old who stayed healthy last year but was not healthy the year before. And if you're counting on a guy at that advanced age at that kind of position, I don't know that you can ever count on him to not miss games. Uh-uh. Like, he's not going to play, in all likelihood, all 17 games, Cam Hayward. It just takes longer to recover from stuff. So I'm worried about it, man. Wide receiver number two has been a big issue. You know, you'd love offensive line depth. But I'm putting defensive line depth when the roster cuts happen tomorrow at 4 p.m. I'm looking and I'm scouring the waiver wire to see if there's a body or two that you can add to that position.
No doubt. No doubt. That's why, I mean, I honestly thought that they were going to go 3D lineman in the draft. I thought they were going to, with that fourth round pick that they picked Jack Sawyer, yeah. I thought they were going to go D line there and then obviously YA Black in the fifth round. So, I mean, I didn't hate the Jack Sawyer pick. I think he's going to pan out and be really good.
Sure.
But I knew that they, and we knew that they needed D-line help big time. So I thought that they were just going to overload on D-line, but you got to sign somebody and you got to sign some quality for the longevity of the season and for the start of the season. Like, we're not even started yet, and this is an issue, somewhat issue, could be an issue. Yeah, I would protect myself by trying to get a quality guy in here.
Best case scenario is Derek Harmon lives up to being a first-round pick and YA Black looks like the guy he was this preseason. That only gives you four.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest with Keanu Benton, too. Like, Benton, I thought as a rookie, looked real good. Last year, I thought he plateaued. Kind of like the Joey Porter Jr. situation.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like Benton was bad. It wasn't like Joey Porter Jr. was bad. But neither of them took that big year two step. And Tomlin talks about it all the time. The biggest step in a player's development is between year one and year two. We didn't see it. Now you need to see it year three. And it's a bad start for Benton. Even if he comes back week one, he hasn't been practicing. So that's a bummer.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.